Tonight, I will be finishing up my three-part series on strengthening our serve. And if we can open up tonight our Bibles up to 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6. Once again, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6. And this is my third time opening up to this passage together as a church, and I promise it will be my last. I'm going to kind of recap what I've been talking about the last two times. So the first two verses was the first time I started talking about how to strengthen our serve. And in verse 6, it says, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you." Now, strengthening our serve, I'm talking about things to think about whenever you serve the Lord, wherever you serve the Lord, and however you may serve the Lord. So the first part was strengthening our serve requires us to know who to lean on. Know who to lean on. And in those two verses, we learned that we need to humble ourselves before God. And leaning on God allows us to cast our anxieties upon him. And those two things will help us better serve the Lord. Last time I was up here, I talked about verses 8 through 9. And if you read them, verses 8 through 9, these are my two favorite verses out of this whole passage. It says, "Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world." And in those two verses, we learn how to be on the alert. First of all, we needed to watch out for the hungry lion. In this case, the hungry lion is the devil. We need to watch out for the devil. And second of all, if the devil catches you, you need to know how to fight it off. And last time I talked about multiple ways of how to fight off the devil, but the most important way is learning the Bible, knowing the Bible, and using it when you don't have the Bible on you. Meaning, memorizing your verses and actually knowing what they mean. Tonight we're going to talk about just verse 10, and let me read it. "And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you." And tonight we're going to talk about strengthening your serve. Wherever you're serving the Lord, just remember the big picture. One thing that will help us to strengthen our serve is being able to see the big picture. Sometimes it is hard to focus on that big picture. And especially for me at work, in my class, everything that we learn is very structured. From the day those kids walk in, because I teach freshmen, from the first day they walk in, I have a routine. Everything in my class is very structured. If not, the freshmen would wreak havoc in my room, and they would just go crazy because they don't have rules. So one of my main rules in my class is, I'm really strict, believe it or not, is my way or the highway. And I really mean it. And that meaning that if you're going to do things my way, especially when it comes to learning math, especially how to do the steps of how to do the problems. Freshmen coming into high school, or the freshmen in our district, they've never learned algebra. It's just been basic math. And then as freshmen, they learn algebra. So everything is very structured. And you're going to solve these answers my way. But certain topics in algebra, as some of you guys may have already established or already found out on yourself, but some topics in algebra, there are multiple ways of finding the correct answers, and there are a couple shortcuts that you can take. Now, for me, sometimes it bothers me because at that point, once they find out on their own those shortcuts, they're not paying attention to me anymore. They're off already trying to finish the worksheet to get it done quickly. And they're not really listening to anything that I say. And then they're doing it their way. And my first year teaching, that kind of frustrated it because I really took this my way or the highway really seriously. But this past year, I took a step back and looked at the big picture and I asked myself, do they understand the material? And if they do, are they mastering the topic? And if so, I was at more at ease. Same thing happens when we're serving the Lord. And the same thing should happen when you're serving the Lord. We need to look at the big picture. When you're serving the Lord, you can't just focus on the little things and these little things. When you're serving the Lord, you got to look at the whole big picture. And two of the things that I'm going to talk about tonight is, two of these big pictures is, there is a great reward awaiting the faithful. And the second thing, God will fix everything that is broken. So while you're serving, these are two main things to think about when you're serving the Lord. So the first one is, there is a great reward awaiting the faithful who have served God their whole lives. After we have gone through the difficult times of life, we need to realize that one day we will stand before our God and we want Him to say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." In the world to come, Christians will be honored and they will bring the ultimate glory to God. We will be called to eternal glory and a glory that will never end. We are called to share in the glory of God with Jesus. And God is the source of any grace we have in our lives. There's a couple things that I picked out from this verse. And reading in Revelation 2:10, it also says, "This eternal calling will only be for the faithful, those who belong to Jesus, who are faithful unto death." And then the second thing from this verse 10 that I also picked up is, while serving God throughout your Christian life, God will fix everything that is broken. There will come a day when God will fix everything that is broken. After we live this life, when God is finished with us, there will be a day when He who so faithfully was with us will make sure we are no longer any place where we can be hurt again. When this life is over, we will be confirmed, which means we will give firm support to what is teetering. He will provide us a solid foundation for eternity. And we are told God will perfect us. This word, perfect, usually means to complete. This word is one that is a surgical term denoting the setting of a broken bone. God will repair any injuries we have suffered in this life. Our new bodies will be perfect, complete, hurt, and pain-free. And God will confirm us, meaning He will give us firm support, solid ground to stand upon. And in the end, the sufferings of this life are nothing in comparison to the glory that is awaiting the faithful. So over this three-part series in conclusion, over these five verses, these are a couple things to think about. God gives us all that we need in order to be a strong servant, to be the person He wants us to be. Secondly, if we are going to make it through this maze of life, we need to make sure we know who to lean on and that we stay on the alert and that we are able to see the big picture in life. Thirdly, we need to understand there is more to this life than living and dying. We need to realize that God wants us to succeed in our walk with Him. And lastly, God cares for you and wants the best for you when we serve and live for Him. Amen.